we are no longer of the nations. We are called to a different nation. We serve a different king. Our first loyalty is not to any earthly nation, but to a heavenly kingdom. That is where we're to place our allegiance. So where my allegiance is pledged. I mean, I don't have any problem with, my countrymen and all that, but ultimately, my first allegiance is to God. But in aligning ourselves with God, we should also, that means we should be a blessing to our neighbors. Because, the thing is, the nations, as such, can't please God. And they were not designed to please God. They're designed to be not what God wants. Because they always do things which do not please Him. And that's the thing. We're a Christian nation. Christian Gentiles. It's like, and we were Gentiles. We were of the nations. The idea is that when you are of Christ, you come out of that. And you no longer are of a nation, you are of Christ. So the idea of a Christian nation is ridiculous. Christian nation? It's like a Jewish Gentile. What? You understand, in the old, before Christ, if a Gentile wanted to become a follower of the Jew religion, he had to become a Jew. He had to be circumcised, he had to live as a Jew. And become part of their nation. That was how you became a follower, because so that you had to be part of the nation, because the law was all towards a nation. It wasn't, it was a national religion. It was not like we're going to convert people to our God. Though there were promises in the Old Testament that the Gentiles would also worship the Lord, So, you know that you were once not of God, of these other peoples. One with the nations, one with that mentality. And we know we have come out of this. So, he wants to give us to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. Meaning, when someone curses Christ, they're not speaking by the Spirit of God. Because you cannot speak by the Spirit of God and call Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now some people think, so if you can just mouth the words, Jesus is the Lord, just say that. It's all in the spirit it's set in. What it means is saying it and you actually mean it. I can say the words, I said them. In fact, when I read it, I said, Jesus accursed. It says, no man calleth Jesus accursed. If someone were to say, Jesus is accursed, that means they're not speaking by the Spirit of God. Now, when I say it just now, I'm teaching. Am I teaching by the Spirit of God? Is this one word, Jesus accursed here, not of the Spirit of God in the Scriptures? See, again, you have to mean it, obviously. If I'm just teaching it, like I'm saying it now, I'm like, well, no one can say Jesus accursed, but Paul, by the Spirit of God, says no one can say Jesus accursed by the Spirit of God. I just want you to understand that you take these things, don't take them in this wooden sense, where they are not abracadabra, open sesame, magical words. If I say Jesus is the Lord, and I don't mean it, meaning, let's say I'm just going to say, well, I can speak by the Spirit of God. Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord. Am I speaking by the Spirit of God? If I'm a mocker? No. Though, inadvertently, men who are not of God can, by the Spirit of God, say things. The high priest, being high priest, when Jesus was crucified, it says it is sometimes necessary that one man die, that the nation perish not. He said that, it says in the scriptures, by the Spirit of God. So, by the Spirit of God, men who do not intend to declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You know, it's not so much saying the words Jesus is Lord, but being declarative and showing by words, deeds, or otherwise that Jesus is the Lord. You know what I mean? You, for someone to actually, it is by the Spirit of God when they show that, you know, that Jesus is the Lord. Remember, it says in the epistles of John and in the writings of Paul, back this up. It says that any man who transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ doesn't have God. So false teachers who say the words Jesus is Lord can do so without the Spirit of God. I really think so. Again, Paul has shown many times that, like, the way you understand what he writes is, like, you have to understand everything Paul taught. You can't just, like, take one little thing, you know. You know why? Because they're not, though they say the words Jesus is Lord, they are not declaring that the true Christ is Lord. They are declaring that an idol named Jesus, which they have created, is Lord. They are not declaring the true Lord, Jesus Christ. They are declaring an idol, which they have called, conveniently, Jesus. If I say, Jesus is Lord, and I grabbed a screwdriver, and I'm holding a screwdriver in my hand, and I say, this is Jesus. And then I look at you and I say, now Jesus, this thing, is Lord. Is that by the Spirit of God? No, it's not by the Spirit of God. Of course not. How can a man, by the Spirit of God, declare that a screwdriver is Jesus Christ? Now that's kind of the most, it was just the first thing I grabbed. Now let's say, now most Christians who are of the Orthodox sort of persuasion, the, evangelicals, Baptists, you know, people who the Bible Answer Man approves of, Lutherans, and so on and so forth, you know, general Protestants, right? Now they look at people like, the Mormons, let's say, and say, well, they have, that's not Christ, the Christ they declare. They have the Book of Mormon. They add a lot of stuff. And they look at the Jehovah's Witnesses. And they look at other groups. And they say, well, those are not. And they know why. Because why? Because of the false doctrine that's all. You know, they say Jesus is the an angel. Or Jesus is, you know, Jesus is the Son of God. But he is.